Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I just wanted to make a quick video about the latest modalist heretic that has come out of the woodwork, and that's Victor Tay from the church at Punchbowl. And this is a church that over the years has tried to portray itself as like-minded with us or as a part of our movement. Let me just make this really clear. This church has never been a part of our movement. They've taught weird doctrine since they started. And yes, Victor Tay did attend our church for 1 year, like almost a decade ago. But even when he was here, we had problems with him. I had to rebuke him many times. And so I've never endorsed the church at Punchbowl, and I'm never going to. You know, people have asked me about it through the years, and I said, well, you know, here's a whole bunch of things about it that are wrong, and here's a bunch of false doctrine they've taught, but I don't know, you know, maybe it's the best church in your area. Go try it. But this church has never been a part of our movement. And now he's teaching this modalist heresy. You know, that's a major deal breaker right there. But just some of the things that he's taught over the years that clearly differentiate him from us is that, number one, his church is not even Baptist. It's just called the Church at Punchbowl. Number two, he taught that alcohol is okay. He teaches that divorce is okay in certain circumstances. Pants on women are fine. No musical instruments allowed in the church. No tithing. And, you know, it's this non-denom PowerPoint church. And now he's teaching modalism. And the list goes on and on, where this guy is not like-minded with us. He does not believe like us. And over the years, people have constantly showed me just weird doctrine and false doctrine coming out of that church. And listen, I listened to his entire recent sermon on These Three Are One. And what he does is he just teaches modalism the entire time. And then he just keeps calling it the Trinity. Like, oh, well, you know, I believe that Jesus is God the Father because I believe in the Trinity. And then he just goes on and on. And throughout the sermon, it's just modalism, oneness theology coming across nonstop. And not only that, but he says that the heretics that we threw out of our church, Rick Martinez, Elliot Ray, Tyler Baker, and Russell Bobbs, that they're doctrinally sound and that what they're teaching is correct. And that's why all of those heretics now are sharing Victor Tay's sermon and, oh, it's so great, it's a perfect sermon. Well, you know, I guess they finally found a church to go to, except the bad news is it's on the other side of the world in Australia. Well, here are just some major differences, because these guys are creating a lot of confusion by coming out with these videos trying to make it sound like they still believe in the Trinity, or trying to make it sound like they believe like us. You know, at least when Tyler Baker and Elliot Ray came out with their videos, they just taught a hardcore oneness Pentecostalism. They taught a hardcore modalism, and so everybody could easily see they were heretics. Then Rick Martinez comes out and tries to polish the apple, or rather polish the turd, and basically try to act like, oh, I believe the same as Pastor Anderson. You're a liar, Rick. You don't believe the same as me. I've never believed in that garbage. And so, you know, Rick Martinez tried to make it sound like, oh, what we believe's not that different and whatever. And then Victor Tay's sermon is like, oh, I'm kind of taking a moderate approach, a middle view. Both people are right. You know, both sides are right. This garbage. Wrong. Both sides are not right. The Trinity's right, and modalism is a false doctrine. But by trying to make it seem like they're taking a moderate approach, they're not that far from the Trinity, they're just making it seem like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's just a small difference. It's just semantics, a little difference in understanding. No. There are some concrete, serious differences between what we believe, those of us who believe in the Trinity, and what those on the oneness side believe. Now again, people can have slightly different views on the Trinity, or they might lean one way or lean the other, but still believe in the Trinity. And you know, I'm not gonna call that person a heretic. Obviously, different people have different opinions and different understandings about the Trinity. But these people have gone all the way off the cliff into oneness or modalism. You know, let me just give you a few examples. For example, these four heretics that were thrown out of our church teach that there's no chain of command in the Godhead, meaning that, you know, that the Father does not have authority over the Son, and that the Son does not submit himself or subject himself to the Father. Why? Because, you know, modalism doesn't teach that, because modalism teaches that they're the same person in two different modes. So how could they have a different will, or how could they have a chain of command? Well, the Bible is so clear on that point. That's a clear rejection of Scripture, because the Bible's crystal clear when Jesus said, I came not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Not my will, but thine be done. Or when it says in 1 Corinthians 15 that after the millennium, Jesus Christ will deliver up to the kingdom to the Father, you know, and that he himself, the Son, will be subject unto the Father. So you have scriptural evidence that Jesus was subject to the Father before he came to this earth, while he was on this earth, and even all the way into the future after the millennium. So there is clearly a chain of command, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, this doesn't mean that they're not equal, because they're all equally God. Okay, my wife and I are equal in the sense that we both have the same value, the same worth. We both are equally important. We play an equally important role. There's no difference in value there. And Jesus is every bit as much God as the Father is God, or as the Holy Ghost is God. They're all co-equal in that sense. But they're not equal in the sense of no chain of command. That's a misuse of equality there. And they're not equal in the sense that they're identical. You know, my wife and I are not identical, and there's a difference in the chain of command with my wife and I. So you got to be careful how you use these words. But anyone who denies that there's a chain of command between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is denying clear Scripture. Okay. Another thing that sets apart these modalist oneness heretics is their belief in a Jesus-only baptism. Tyler Baker said it in his video at the end, crystal clear. He said, well, you know, when I baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I wasn't really sinning when I did that, because I knew in my heart that that name is Jesus. And when he went out of here to start his church in Jacksonville, Florida, he was planning on going there and doing a Jesus name only baptism. That's what he was going around telling people. And he told people he was going to ease them into it so he doesn't freak people out by saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and that name is Jesus. So Jesus name only baptism, that is the hallmark. That is the number one distinctive of oneness Pentecostalism. That's where the whole thing started back in 1913. You know, at the Arroyo Seco campground, when this doctrine even started, when this movement even started in the 20th century, obviously it was also an ancient heresy, but when the Oneness Pentecostals started in 1913, it started over the issue of Jesus' name only baptism. And then not only that, but all four of these heretics, Tyler, Rick, Elliot, and Russell Bopps, have all referred to our view of the Trinity as polytheistic. Okay, Russell Bopps just left a comment recently and said, so which of your three gods are you rebuking us by? Are you rebuking us by God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit? He said, which of your three gods? Elliot Ray said it was polytheistic. Tyler Baker said that it was similar to polytheism and that the doctrine of the Trinity comes from polytheism. And then I haven't heard it out of Rick's own mouth, but Tyler said that Rick had said repeatedly that the Trinity was polytheistic. Look, these people are not even saved. They're heretics. When you're looking at the Orthodox view of the Trinity, when you're looking at the traditional view of the Trinity that evangelicals everywhere believe, that Baptists everywhere believe, and saying that it's polytheistic, when you're changing baptism to a Jesus-only baptism, when you're teaching that there's no chain of command in the Godhead, no authority structure in the Godhead, you're oneness. You're a Pentecostal. You're a modalist, period. And so, you know, and let me just be clear, not all Pentecostals believe in this oneness heresy. In fact, the majority of Pentecostals reject it. It's a branch within Pentecostalism known as oneness Pentecostalism. And now Victor Tay has just put in his two cents and said, oh yeah, these four guys are fine. What they're teaching's fine. And then he expounds a lot of modalism. But then he's craftier with it because he says, well, I still believe in the Trinity, but let me define the Trinity for you. Expresses modalism, expresses oneness Pentecostalism. So look, there's a lot of confusion being thrown around out there by people that are trying to muddy the waters here, blur the distinctions. Don't fall for it, you know. And if you find yourself falling for it, go back and listen to my three sermons that I just preached, where I used a ton of Bible and I put this stupid oneness doctrine to bed. And so don't let these people try to moderate their position now and act like they're going to take a middle of the road position, and that, you know, they kind of believe both and the scripture says both and that's why it's a mystery and blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. There are some clear distinctions between believing what the Bible says and believing in this heresy. Okay. And, you know, I just listed several clear distinctions. And, you know, this Victor Tate, don't get the idea that he was sent out of our church or something. He was not sent out. He was sent out of some other church in Australia, never approved of his ministry. This non-denominational, you know, alcohol's fine, no tithing, no musical instruments. I mean, that's just weird stuff. And it's just been one thing after another with him, of always teaching something weird. And he is not like our movement. It's just a completely different style church, completely different doctrine. And now he's teaching modalism. And you can call a rose by any other name, but it's still a rose. So anyway, I'm just putting out this video just to make it crystal clear where I stand, that Victor Tay is a heretic. I want no fellowship with him. And, you know, I just don't want to be lumped in with him in any way, shape, or form. And I'm certainly not in agreement with his teachings on the Trinity. They're false. He's a modalist. And these four heretics, they are way off the cliff into oneness Pentecostalism, and no, we will not be welcoming them back into the fold unless they just 180 degrees repent of this and get 100% on board with the true teaching of the Trinity. They're not going to do that, because I think it's pretty clear what they are. They're Judases. They're liars.